Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, educate and motivate so you succeed. In spirit, soul, and body that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. And we post it weekly to meet your needs. Welcome, family, to another episode of Eat and Elevate with Rhonda. I want to talk about something that's been kind of on my mind lately. So, did you know that before anything happens or appears in earth, it first originated and starts in heaven? Plant life, the oceans, animals, even you. Yes, you, we, you and me, we were in heaven in the Father, Father God, long before your daddy laid eyes on your mama, before you were your mama's little booger or grandma's baby. The Lord happened to just use your parents to bring this amazing gift in the person of you into this natural world we see. So you and I were first in God before we were in our mother's womb. And I'm going to qualify everything that I say today. So if you want, or if you like, go grab a piece of paper and to take some notes. We often hear the saying, knowledge is power, but that's only halfway true. It's the application of knowledge that is power. So in Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 29, the word says this: God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with man's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. So guys, did you hear what I just said? He, God, made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwellings. And then he closes the passage of scripture with, for we are all his offspring, and we were shaped by art and man's devising. We were, or in our, you know, current day, you know, society and vernacular, we were not shaped along racial color lines. Yet our enemy, this enemy of ours, who is an apex predator, has us all divided on race and made our skin color our identity. How do we know this is true? Because the media, who works directly for this apex predator, let's not split hairs on that. That is a true fact. The media will puppet a story showing you a black image and then a white image, and almost instinctively you will trigger. Why? Because this apex predator has gotten all of us hyper-focused on skin color, exploiting all of our traumas around race and slavery. While he sits back laughing, got his feet kicked up, making many of us out to be complete and utter fools. I'm going to put a debit card in the meter right here and park for a second. Let me define for you what an apex predator is. An apex predator is a top animal that kills and eats another or other animals. Let me say it that way. Again, let me repeat this. An apex predator is a top animal that kills and eats other animals that is normally not eaten by any other animal. So when you have a moment, I want you to look up apex predators and then go to Discovery Channel or the History Channel, one of those kinds of educational channels, and go and do a study on just one of those apex predators and how they move and function. And then you will truly understand what I am saying. This apex predator has us triggered around skin color and race, and has many of us believing that our race, our skin color, our ethnicity, our nationality is our identity. When I just read for you from Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 29, that it says, and God made us from one blood, made every nation from one blood. So we all are part of one blood. And so then, you know, during COVID, which I'm going to reserve the right at a later date to discuss with you the real deal with COVID. But so during COVID, when they had us all locked down, standing 6 feet apart, under a lot of mental and emotional anguish, we couldn't visit grandma or auntie or any of that. Then this predator comes with this, the race baiting, BLM, the whole George Floyd thing, the defund the police, the say their name foolishness. And now I'm not saying that the loss of Mr. Floyd or anyone else's life is foolishness, because all life is of inherent value to God. And I pray that before Mr. Floyd or anyone else breathes their last, and then, you know, that he was calling, you know, when he was calling out to mama, that he called out, or that he called on the name of Jesus and was saved, and that his soul is in heaven and not in an eternal hell, because God desires that all will come to eternal life in Christ Jesus, and that no one would perish and go to hell. And so, but while we're here, let me say this: worshiping the dead by saying their name is necromancy and is strongly, strongly forbidden by God. In fact, the Bible says you will not inherit the kingdom of God if you practice this. Necromancy is defined as the conjuring up of the spirits of the dead. In the Bible, necromancy is also called divination, sorcery, and spiritism. And I'm going to just read this scripture for you really quickly. In Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 14, it says this: there shall not be found among you who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, which also could be called abortion, who practices witchcraft, a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. For these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners, people who practice necromancy. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Then also in New Testament, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, the word says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So here we see God is strongly against this stuff, you know? And so BLM, and with BLM and saying their name, from that, you know, they got you all involved in necromancy, got you involved in racism, you know? Whether we want to believe it or not, we tend to think racism only comes from the other class and not from your class, but got you all involved in racism. And then it started with the defund the police movement. Now, you know, you might wonder, like, you know, like, why did all of those things kind of converge at the same time? It's because you have an apex predator. And that's why I'm asking you to go and check out some, do some study on how an apex predator moves. And so now, did you know that mayors of the 20 most major cities in America have reduced police funding and redirected that funding from law enforcement? And I mean, redirected the funding for law enforcement to other, you know, to other things, and has substantially reduced their budgets by hundreds of millions of dollars. That's why we are seeing all of this lawlessness, all of this murdering, all of this. You're even seeing now abductions. Recently, I got something that came up on my Ring app talking about kids being abducted and for parents. And so here's a public service announcement, parents. Be careful, you know, of your kids and how when they're walking to school and when they're on their way home from school, make sure that you have conversations with your kids about this potentiality of abduction, because it is happening. If you go go onto Google and look at news stories about abductions, you will see that there has been an uptick in mothers of women mothers and children being abducted. And in some places, even in other countries, you see it happening amongst all people, men as well. So we need to be aware of this. The Bible tells us to not, to be aware of the devil's devices, to not be ignorant of the devil's devices. So now, they have reduced, you know, the funding for law enforcement by hundreds of millions of dollars. And so now we're seeing, like I said, abductions, home invasions, robberies. And here, you know, in all of the major cities, including Philly, Philadelphia, New York City, D.C., Boston, Hartford, Baltimore, Portland, San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, Chicago, New Orleans, Phoenix, Houston, Denver, all of these major cities. And so you might wonder, I mean, like me, if you're critically thinking about all of these things and wonder, like, why is all of that happening? Because you had an apex predator. You have an apex predator who has been studying you and then got you all distracted on race, on racism, on your nationality, on your ethnicity. And so got you believing that Black Lives Matter, got you summoning up the dead, driving around with the fist bumper sticker on your car, have you wearing these BLM shirts. And did you know that the founders and creators of BLM are professed witches? These women profess to serve Satan. They profess to summon the dead. They profess to be practitioners of necromancy, witchcraft, soothsaying, divination. That this is what they profess. And you walking around wearing a t-shirt with say their names, you know, with dead people's names on your t-shirt. You walking around with that fist, you know, on your social media accounts, or, you know, you got a t-shirt saying, you know, teachers for Black Lives Matter, you know, educators for Black Lives Matter, you know, or psychologists or counselors for Black Lives Matter. We walking around with all of this foolishness, and the devil is kicked back laughing at us, laughing, because he full on knows that Black lives don't matter, white lives don't matter, green, purple people lives don't matter. No, he knows that eternal life matters, and is trying to keep you from inheriting the kingdom of God and from eternal life. He's trying to keep you from operating in your authority. Hear me very clearly. Your skin color does not matter. Your skin color experience does not matter if it does not drive you to the feet of Jesus, asking, what must I do to be saved? Did you know that eternal life is mentioned about 30 times in the Bible? But nowhere will you see Black life. Nowhere will you see white life. Nowhere will you see Latina life. No, you won't see these terms there. He's got you so in your feelings and distracted from what your true identity is. And I'll go a step further and posit here that this race thing is a demonic spirit oppressing many of us. I'm not saying that we are demon-possessed, because I don't believe, I don't personally believe that any blood-bought, born-again believer in Jesus Christ can be demon-possessed, meaning that the demon has ownership of your life. But you and I can be demon-oppressed, demonically influenced and demonized. And how does that happen? I mean, we even know that, you know, Jesus spoke of this, because he said in Luke chapter 4, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." This racism spirit, y'all, this racist spirit, y'all, has gotten us oppressed. And how does it come in? How does a demonic entity come into you and our lives when we love God and we walk with God and we, you know, trying to live the best Christian life we can and all of that? And we pray and we go to church and we do all of these things, right? How does a demon come in? Well, your enemy, this apex predator that has been studying you for a very, very long time, that you're not even aware is around you, watching you. That apex predator has found a crack in your gates, within your gates. And I'm not talking about the gates around your home, your white picket fence and all of that. I'm not talking about those gates. I'm talking about your eye gate. Something you have watched and believed has come in. I'm talking about your ear gates, something that you listened to and have believed that has come in. I'm talking about your mouth gate, something that you have put into your mouth. Do you guys know that witches, you know, are operating in all kinds of forms and fashions and in all industries and things, and that sometimes they will put stuff in your food? And so, you know, back in the day, the country folks would say, "You got a root on you." They don't say root. They say root, you know, in the country. "You got a root on you." So they practice them roots over there. Well, what they're talking about is they putting stuff in your food. That's why it's very, very important for you to pray over your food before you put it in your mouth. You know, pray over the water that you drink before you drink it. Pray over the smoothies and the different things, you know, because it feels like it's good for you. The salads, all of that stuff that you put in your mouth, because even in the factories, I mean, like all of a sudden we got all of these things popping up. You got all of these recalls on food, Listeria, Salmonella, you know, and all of these bacteriums are being found and making it to your shelf very easily and into your house. And then on your stove or oven, and then on your plate, and then into your mouth. So the gate of your mouth, it could have came in that way. Or the gate of your sexual parts, meaning that anyone who is having sex outside of a legal marriage, meaning that you are legally married to that man or to that woman, a demon can come in that way as well, through you having sex outside of the confines, the protections that God placed in a marriage union. So then you could have, you know, a spirit spouse, and we'll talk about that later. That may be a term you may have never heard. But you can have a demon that comes into you that way and can lie dormant for a very, very long time. I'll tell you a story later on about my encounter with that. And so now it also can come in through the occult, you know, practicing voodoo, horoscopes, reading your horoscopes and looking at that stuff day in and day out. And you walking around calling yourself Miss Cancer and Miss Libra, and you a Capricorn and you an Aquarius and all of this stuff. That is divination according to the Bible. Or maybe you've gone and had a psychic reading, had like tarot cards. Maybe you as a kid was playing with the Ouija board, or even as an adult, playing with Ouija boards, conjuring up spirits. Or, you know, you're into this whole New Age stuff where you're doing the sage burning and the crystals, you know. And so these demons come in that way, the occult, you know, and practically all of us living in America may have been indoctrinated in or introduced into these occult practices. I know as a child, my father was involved in voodoo. So of course he got the entire family. All of us had gotten involved in voodoo. And so and what we think we're doing innocently, and we don't even know the full ramifications. Some of us do know that we are tapping into darkness. We're tapping into Satan's kingdom. Some of us do know that, but some of us don't even know. We're doing it blindly and unaware, but it doesn't stop the consequences, whether you do it blindly or knowingly. It doesn't stop the consequences of the effects of those things. And then you've never repented to God. And we serve a jealous God. He said, put no graven image, put no other God before me. But that is what you have done when you have gotten involved in all of these things in the occult, when you out here saying their name, when you out here heralding racism and racist speak and racist speech, and you got the fist bump, you got the fist up and all of these different things. That is in essence what you're doing. Because God said he made the world and everything in it. He gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth. And it says in that scripture that I read for you earlier, we are all his offspring. And so therefore, if we are his offspring, we are his image bearers, quite naturally an apex predator is coming for us. You better wake up and understand what's happening. And so all of these things are happening in society. So now, family, what I'm saying is our identity should not be wrapped up in our skin color. And in fact, I'm even learning how to censor myself, right? And instead of saying, you know, yeah, this black such and such or this white such and such. No. Now, if the black such and such is a jerk, they a jerk. Why we got to put the adjective of a color before it? If the white such and such is a jerk, they a jerk. Why do we have to put white before it? Like they a jerk. They just a jerk is a jerk is a jerk. Now I understand that, you know, we have all of this trauma from the past, you know, and that's another thing where they got you talking about ancestors, ancestor worship again, necromancy. You still are still in stuck in that area. We have to come out from these things. We have to come out from among them and be ye separate. Our identity is not wrapped up in our skin color, but our identity is wrapped up in who we are in Christ Jesus and whose we are. Your chest should stick out because we serve the Most High God, the holy and most holy and high God, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who out of his mouth spoke and all things came into existence. And because we are his image bearers, we bear that same ability to speak things and they come in and they can and they come. He says in his word in Proverbs 18, it says death and life are in the power of the tongue and those who love it will eat its fruit. So if you speak in death, you're going to eat it and love its fruit and you're going to see death and death like things happening, things that are dead happening all around you. But if you speak life, you're going to see life giving things happening in and for you. So I command you, I implore you. I don't command you. I implore you, my friend, my family. I implore you to begin to speak life. Stop speaking the language of Satan. Stop speaking the language of death. Stop speaking the language of racism. Stop speaking the language of racist talk. We're not victims. We have and hold the authority. God has given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. So right now, I want to pray for each one of us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day declaring that you alone are God and beside you, there is no other. Thank you, Lord, for giving us, your followers, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Therefore, and I say this, if you are under the sound of my voice, I command you, demon of racism, to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, racism, and all your workers of iniquity in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold on these people right now. in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no authority and you must bow to the name of Jesus. I command you to go to the pit and dry places right now, never to return to these people again, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. So family, our identity, again, should not be wrapped up in racism. So, you know, why am I sharing all of this with you? And why did I feel like that prayer was needed? Because we need all hands on deck to fight this apex predator. This apex predator has flipped the tables on us. He's hunting us and we're supposed to be hunting him. We are not our skin color or nationality or ethnicity. We are image bearers of the Most High God. And we need to start acting like it. We need to start walking like it. And if we are to be kings and priests on this earth and occupy until Jesus returns and be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and be holy as he is holy, then we have to stand up and start taking back our authority and pushing back this darkness. So I'm going to close with this. Rather than, you know, asking you guys a question, I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. I want you guys to read Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. It is the 10th book of the New Testament. But if you don't want to just flip, go to the table of contents. Don't try to be Big Willie, right? Go to the table of contents and just look for where Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, begins. It's one of the epistles, but it's going to talk about your authority in God. And so I want you to read it. If you can, you know, read it in different versions. And in fact, here's one better. You can turn on an audio Bible. We all have the Bible apps on our phones. Turn on the audio aspect of your Bible app and listen to it. Listen to it like in maybe a King James or New King James, depending on which one you read. And then also listen to it in a more conversational tone, like the Message. So that you can hear what it's saying as it, you know, and it may help. And it's easier to listen to sometimes because it sounds more of like in our own everyday vernacular, right? So listen to Ephesians. I want you to do that every day for 7 days. Can you do that? It won't take long. It's a very short book, 6 chapters, but it's going to help you with your authority and walking in authority in the Lord. And so that's it for today, guys. Thank you again for being here, for listening. I so appreciate your support of me and of this podcast. And so let me bless your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless.
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening to the Eat and Elevate with Rhonda podcast.